This is Fit Project Radio with Brett Richard on 99.3 ESPN, 99.3ESPN.com, and the 99.3 ESPN app.
And good morning, happy Sunday to you all, Southwest Florida, and a big happy Easter morning to you all. This is Fit Project Radio, brought to you by Link to Fitness and LinkToFitness.com. Southwest Florida, as always, this show is brought to you by you for you. And we are here to answer any and all of your questions in regards to health, wellness, fitness, athletics, and nutrition. We are here every week, every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. This is Fit Project Radio, brought to you by Link to Fitness and LinkToFitness.com, as well as a very, very generous grant by the Greater Naples YMCA. So we are back live in the studio once again, and I mean, what an amazing week we had this last week. You know, I got a new haircut that was posted up that everyone kind of went wild about, and so apparently I got to do more for myself. I got to practice a little bit more of what I preach by spoiling myself in terms of wellness. And we had a really, really great feedback from you all with Roger Nolan from U.S. Cryotherapy down there in Naples. And I'll tell you what, we are definitely going to have him back in studio as well. I mean, we had some amazing questions, some great emails. So thank you guys very much for all of your love and support. So today we have a wonderful, wonderful treat for you all. Actually, we're going to be doing two segments here today. In the second half, we are going to have back in studio again by popular demand. Peter and Susie Bagwell from I Love Oils here in Estero. We are going to have them back in the second half, answering some more questions and giving you more education in the world of the essential oils. But in this first half, Southwest Florida, we have a very, very special guest, a very dear friend of mine who is visiting us from O-Town. That's right, Orlando, where Fit Project Radio is actually going to be expanding to here in the early part of the summer. I'd love to introduce to you guys Mr. Adam Lowry. Mr. Adam Lowry, good morning, man.
Morning. How are you, bud?
Doing absolutely fantastic, man. Thank you very much for coming down from Orlando and hanging out with us here in Southwest Florida.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me in, man. I was excited to come down and be a part of Fit Project down here and also soon up in Orlando, man.
Absolutely. So, guys, for some of you that may or may not know, Mr. Adam Lowry is host of the Cognitive Rampage up there in Orlando. Now, this is an international podcast, and Adam, so explain to everybody, what actually is the Cognitive Rampage? What do you actually host?
All right. Well, it's a podcast beginning. That's how it started. But when I answer that question, the most simplest terms is it's a book, it's a podcast, and it's a philosophy. You know, it's a way of life. And for me, it's a thinking rampage. It's destruction of all things that we believe to be reality and truth in our lives, and being able to shed that and blossom and evolve into something new every day to optimize ourselves. And to cognitively rampage is to do that, is to think about everything that you can be, everything you think you are, and know that all of that can change with the power of who you are.
See, and guys, as you can probably tell, like, the passion that comes through is so genuine. So I've had the pleasure of actually being, so the roles are reversed right now, because I had the pleasure of actually being a guest on the Cognitive Rampage. See, Fit Project Radio received a massive compliment. So Adam reached out to me through a mutual friend, Andrew Marini, there with the we had him here in studio with the WellFit Girls group, and I'll tell you, like, it was an absolute compliment for Fit Project to be on there, because your followership is pretty vast. So who's the typical listener? Where, like, tell me about your followership.
Well, the way to lead that in, actually, would be saying why I wanted you to be on the show, to be truthful, is, you know, you live in a cognitive rampage, and that's what we talk about, is living in that rampage, is steadily chasing competence with a passion daily to build this enthusiasm for life, nutrition, health. It doesn't matter. You can take any topic in life and live it that way. And Brett, it was easy to see you living that cognitive rampage. So for me, the guests that we have on the podcast aren't necessarily ginormous, famous, huge people, right? You know, I look for that person like you do on this radio. You're looking for 95% of the athletes, the ones that don't get that chance. Well, back when Joe Rogan gave me a chance, and he didn't know me, and he put me on a, you know, one of the top podcasts in the world.
Absolutely. Top five in the world.
Wait, that fed me. And I thought, man, if I could give that to anybody else. And so we had to start with 20 views, you know, listeners and and destruction of my social media presence, right? You have to get torn apart on Reddit and everywhere else and push through that. And you do that. You live that way. And that's what we try to bring to the Cognitive Rampage are people that are chasing that competence and experience in life and living it with that passion and following their interests, you know? And so the podcast itself was really about that. It was about me chasing competence and looking for people smarter than me, you know, that know more about things in life, sitting with them. Sometimes we go 3 hours on the podcast.
Oh, right? Yeah. You and I went like almost 2 hours and it was no time. It was no time. So the great thing about, you know, what the Cognitive Rampage is, you know, there's no template to it. You know, it's just, you know, however we go is how we go. And the really great thing about this Southwest Florida and why I'm very excited to have him on Fit Project Radio this morning is because, I'm proud to say, I mean, I'm getting an exclusive interview with a man that just launched his newest book called The Cognitive Rampage. So tell me, like, first of all, like, where can people find this book right now? It's on your website, correct?
Right. Yeah. Right now we dropped a limited edition yesterday, and that's kind of you to say, man, that I'm on the show, you know, talking to you. And frankly, this is the first interview for the book release, you know, and really we dropped the limited edition book yesterday, and that's available at adamlowry.com. CognitiveRampage.com. We use Cognitive Rampage because Adam Lowry is Lowery if you're trying to find it. But you can buy the limited edition right now, and we're going to run that until they sell out. And they're flying pretty quickly. So the
great thing about this book. So what was the theme, the muse? Why to write a book when you already have a very successful podcast already?
Well, I'm actually by trade a mental health counselor. That's what I am, and that's what I've done for a very long time. And that's what I went back to school for, and I wasn't that beforehand. For those of you that know me in Orlando, the reputation can go far. But the point was I had to change something in my life. I had to make something different. And, you know, when I started being a therapist, that was part of my change. I went on a walkabout for 2 years. I was in the nightclubs for a long time. And one day, randomly, man, I honestly came home one day. Nothing had happened. And I went, okay, I'm done. And for 16 hours almost, I debated in my living room and then gave it all away. I gave basically everything I had away, went on walkabout for 2 years from the Florida Keys to the Acoma Pueblo out in New Mexico. So it was everywhere. So this book for me, after I worked in rehab facilities for a length of time, there needed to be more. There's so many people suffering and there's not many avenues offered, if you will, other than, say, prescription substitution. And that can help. I don't want to knock that at all, you know, but for me, I just care about people a lot, man. And for me, it was about coming back and thinking outside of myself when I got back. And so writing this book took everything, the scars that I had learned through my journey and my path, and took the academic, the research. I kept a lifelong journal almost 20 years, and I tracked all of my life transitions almost accidentally. And this is a culmination of that. It's a culmination of actual academic empirical data research. It's psychological mumbo jumbo that I've condensed to layman's terms and gave it as a tool to say, hey, this is how I changed my life. Maybe it can help you change yours, or if not change your life, at a minimum, optimize that life and reveal your authentic self, because that's what it's about.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I'm really, really excited to get my copy of this book. And for those of you that are just tuning in, you know, this is, we're live in studio with Adam Lowry, and, definitely gotta give a shout out to, one of our sponsors that's making this all possible, U.S. Cryotherapy, down there in Naples. Go to uscryotherapy.com and go visit them at the shops at Vanderbilt. Yeah, you know, for the finest in recovery for you, athletes and everyday weekend warriors. So big thank you to U.S. Cryotherapy. So Adam Lowry, man, Cognitive Rampage, you know, you've been doing this now for how long? How long has the podcast been up and running?
Yeah, we, started this. It's been 2 years technically. We just call it 2 years, is when we hit iTunes, is when we hit SoundCloud, when we hit, Stitcher for Android users. But man, it was a push. You know, I can remember, man, when I first started the podcast, being so nervous to just click up a phone, make a video. You know, I talk to friends and they're like, man, I want to do a video. I want to make a video. And, you know, I tell them, dude, do it. push through that fear, man. If you feel the fear, more than likely, that's just an opportunity pushing at you. And so, you know, make the video. If you touch two people, sure, you're going to get some pushback. So 2 years ago, brother, I remember sitting there and going, we got 20 listeners. You know, someone watched. You know what I mean?
I remember that feeling. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So one of the great things is the cognitive rampage is very, very similar to what Fit Project Radio is. You know, it's there to educate, inspire, and also entertain. And it is very entertaining, sometimes even borderline controversial. Not borderline. It can be very, very controversial. So one of the things, you know, I want to ask you, Adam, is like, you know, with the, you know, evolution of the cognitive rampage, you know, with the support that you are wanting to give Fit Project Radio in progressing up into the Orlando area, you know, what's your passion behind, like, how do you live your brand? You know, that's the big question that I'd love to ask everyone. Like, how do you live your brand? What is your typical cognitive rampage?
Well, we don't have enough time for me to explain all of that. I can tell you that because, I mean, you know, the Cognitive Rampage, the podcast itself is part of how I live the rampage because the guests that I have on, they feed me competence. They feed me experience. And I write in the book, you know, our biology is part of a base of change. It's not always just about changing your thoughts and environment. It's a dynamic change that you have to work into it. It's a take on almost every modality and crunch that together. But it starts in your biology. It starts with the fitness. It starts with the nutrition first and foremost, with the sleep before that. But so part of taking care of yourself or part of the cognitive rampage is making yourself the fit project and observing yourself, getting inside of yourself to reveal that. And so, you know, the way I live that, I chase my competence every day through mentors, virtual mentors, new people, amazing guests that come on the podcast. They're so much smarter than me. And that's how I feed it and live it. And you can ask anybody that knows me or hangs out with me, we're probably not going to talk about the weather. If we're sitting around long enough, we're going to get into it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So, guys, for those of you that are just tuning in, we're sitting here with Adam Lowry, host of the Cognitive Rampage, actually visiting us from Orlando on this beautiful Easter weekend. Want to give also another big thank you to Fitvine Wine. As you crush life, they crush grapes. Fitvinewine.com. Thank you very much for all of your love and support of Fit Project Radio. So, you know, Adam, you alluded a little bit to, you know, the thought process behind Cognitive Rampage was, you know, you had a very, very active life and sometimes active, not in the best positive of ways. So, you know, was there, and I know you said earlier that, you know, it just sort of, that nothing bad happened, but, you know, I don't want to say I don't believe you, but there had to have been kind of an ongoing process of just kind of wearing you down, where all of a sudden you snap. And you're just like, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, but there is this snap in you that's like, you know what? My life has to change. You know, not that I want it to change, but it absolutely has to change. So what was a significant moment for you that you can think about where you said to yourself, my life has to change?
That's a very open option. To think of the one story, right, that pushed the change. You talk about how we think about changing over time. I like to say that honestly, we can change in the moment, right then. We always talk about change being process, and it can. You have to respect the process of change you do on that journey, right? That's the journey, right? Not the destination, but, you know, change can happen the moment you ask the right question. When you start questioning yourself, then you can start opening up those ideas. But at the time, brother, I was so arrogant to an idea of, yeah, I'm doing nightclubs, I'm the velvet robe guy, right? So you don't question self. And so I think that night I came home, it was a typical night at the club. I was home early, nothing busy, no drugs, no liquor, no anything. Just came home, and almost for the first time, I questioned myself. I remember going, what do you do for a living, really? And that question itself was resonated. And then I started moving it to statements, you know, back and forth. Well, what do you do for a living? Is this positive, or are you happy, right? Does this fulfill you in a way? And you would find that emptiness sometimes in those questions. But for me, that night when I came home, I asked the right question. I knew I had to change. I mean, I could cover a bunch of bad street stories and these things where bullets whiz by and, you know, you barely survive things, that it could be the cliche story, right?
Exactly. Yep.
But for me, it was that moment when I learned, I didn't know then, when in a second, you can change, when you decide it, when that belief manifests into a reality and you force that to be real. I mean, there's no coincidence if you ask me. I'm here on Easter, brother. I mean, that's a rebirth. That's a coming back. That's what the Rampage is about. It is a rebirth of you, a dose of authentic revelation to use the power of you to emerge victorious and light again.
And that's one of the biggest messages that I really appreciate that you're trying to deliver right now to the listener of the Fit Project. And I know you guys are driving in your cars or, listening, on your headphones, on your run or on your bike. Yeah. I hope you guys are getting as, you know, jacked up over this guy because, you know, that is exactly what the mission is of, you know, of what Fit Project Radio is, of what the Cognitive Rampage is, you know, you can do all the physical activity you want, but you've got to be able to have it solid from within before you can be solid on the outside. So going back to, you know, with Adam Lowry here in Fit Project Radio, you know, the Cognitive Rampage, like, where do you want this to go? So the book literally launched yesterday. So, I mean, people are going to be able to get it on your website, you know, cognitiverampage.com. And
then it'll launch after that. It'll come on Amazon, Kindle, all that stuff about a week or two later.
Now, how are you going to promote this book? Like, is there going to, like, is there going to be, like, some kind of tour? Is there going to be, like, a book signing? I mean, how are we going to promote Cognitive Rampage to the world?
Well, the podcast obviously has been a help. But what we're planning on doing is, we're going to go old school, man. We're going to load up an RV, me and my agent, my manager buddy, and our tech guy Steve. Love you, Steve. Couldn't do it all without you. Immortal Samurai. Love you, brother. We're going to load up the RV. We're going to tag it up with Cognitive Rampage. And we're going to drive from here to LA. And we're going to drive there and back. And I'm going to speak at universities, rehabs, wellness centers, on the corner. If I'm getting a sandwich, I'm going to stand on the corner, brother, and I'm going to go all Socrates, right? I'm going to talk it. And so for me, I think, I don't know, I just didn't want to be the pretentious guy on stage going, buy my book, aren't I awesome? You know, I wanted to be in the trenches, well, it's Easter, right? I want to be in the trenches,
there you go,
reaching the people, in their face, putting the emotion to them, to the tap, you know, and look, the book itself is not about emotion or that motivation as much as it is like, here's how to do something, you know? I'm going off, man, but.
No, but what you're talking about though is even about the book itself. So there, so it's essentially interactive, right? Like there's an interactive piece of this book. It's not just, you know, flipping page by page, getting valuable information. It's, you actually get involved in the process. So explain how interactive the book is.
Very. So from the beginning, I mean, one, we have to be interactive in our own life to change anything anyway. There's nothing I write in some book that's going to make you go, oh, my life's different now because I read that. You have to be interactive into your own life, into the book, into your change. You got to be in it. And hey, if you don't read, I urge you, Uncomfortable is where the change is. Push yourself through it. But it becomes interactive from the beginning all the way to the end. You know, I ask people on my show, The Cognitive Rampage, one of my favorite questions is, what's your life philosophy? And many people can't answer that question, or they go to some quote, you know, some go-to quote, but it's not thought out. It's not an umbrella thing that can cover many things in life, right? And it's not authentically there. So you develop your own philosophy that will be revealed and cultivated by you. It's not me. So to literally look at your 15 to 20 sentence philosophy is revealed. And there's actually an inventory in the book. This is a psychological inventory. For those of you listening, it's a measurement instrument, if you will, or inventory to get inside self, a self-awareness type, but it's a movement inventory. So those of you that maybe have done, you probably did it, the, like a Myers-Briggs, EGM, what's your letters?
Sure. Yeah.
That's what this is like, except you don't reveal little letters and stuff. It's an inventory you work, but it's revealing and you stay involved.
And see, that again is one of the reasons why I absolutely love books like this, is because it's beyond just, again, reading page to page. You actually get to find yourself on your own with the guidance and the assistance of the Cognitive Rampage book. So again, man, I'm really, really excited about, you know, getting my copy and starting, you know, my journey. And that's what I want, guys. So Fit Project Radio followers and fans, all, you know, all the listeners out there, again, from, I mean, all over the world, guys. And I am truly, truly grateful for all of the followership that this project has received. And again, when I say all over the world, guys, Southwest Florida, we are not alone. I mean, we're talking right now to people in Egypt and Saudi Arabia, Bangkok, Thailand, Warsaw, Poland, Sydney, Australia. Big shout out to you guys there in Sydney. And they are. They're listening on the 99.3 ESPN app and 99.3ESPN.com. But with, you know, with the growth of these brands, you know, Adam, I mean, we're bringing Fit Project Radio to Orlando now.
Yeah, man.
I mean, this is like kind of the really cool announcement that I also wanted to bring Adam on and make sure we invited him down here is that, you know, Fit Project Radio is, expanding. You know, we are growing. We're taking this message, this mission, hopefully across the country. I mean, that's the goal. And we're going to be starting in Orlando. So tell me about the lifestyle in Orlando right now. Like, I mean, it's so active right now. And that's why I'm so excited for us to team up and launch, FPR program up there. So how's life in O-Town, man?
You know, it's active. There's tons of things to do. You know, if it's not saltwater, which is my love, you know, you find me in the saltwater kayak and are doing something like that. You know, sometimes I'll disappear for 2 or 3 days. My wife tells me, you know, shout out to you, honey. I love you. She gives me a little, you know, get in your kayak and get out of here. Go for 2 or 3 days. Go hunt something. Go fish something. You know, and that's how I feed myself. So for me, I'm active in the outdoors. I call them primal activities, which is all over, you know, in Orlando with Wakayama Springs, all types of things to do. But I'm also pretty, involved in the MMA world there. Shout out to Julian Williams, a guy that I coach, do some mental training, but I do mental training for fighters as well. He's got a big fight coming up. Shout out to Paul Rodriguez as well, an American Top Team, my friends up there. So MMA is where I'm really wrapped into a lot. So for me, it feels like everyone's doing MMA, you know, but it ranges. It ranges.
So, you know, with the, one of the great topics that we're going to be, you know, consistently following is also the, you know, again, continue on like living your brand. So that's what Adam Lowry likes to do. So in regards to your health and fitness training regimen, it's more of that contact sport for you, huh?
Yeah. Like the book, I pulled from so many theories to culminate, you know, my own kind of building block that's custom to me.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I do the same with fitness or nutrition. I'll pull from things like the Primal Blueprint, Mark Sisson's diet. Right. And I like the things that, I like this, I'm going to use that. I like that, I'm going to use this. So I try to stay active and healthy, as opposed to a static routine. For me, I'd much rather do some, MMA training, some kettlebells, some movement training, and then go lift some weights another day, you know, but not often. So I just try to, I got to keep it different.
Yeah, you got to keep that variety, man. Yeah. I love that. So we got a couple more minutes here with you, before we go to our first break, but, you know, I gotta ask, you know, there's so much going on, you know, with the Cognitive Rampage and now with, you know, Fit Project Radio coming up into your neck of the woods. You know, there's always been that motivation. I'm sure there's a grocery list of them, but right now, just off the top of your head, who's the first person that comes to mind when I ask this question? Who is your biggest motivator?
Morgan Lowry, my daughter.
Your daughter. Yeah. You know what? I like that answer for a variety of reasons. I got to say hi to my baby girl on this Easter Sunday, you know, to Ava Marie down there in Naples. Happy Easter to you, sweetheart. I look forward to seeing you after the show. But so your motivation is your daughter.
I talk about her all the time, brother. She is one of the most authentic people I know.
Well, because you can't get any more honest than a child.
Yeah,
no matter
the
age.
She's 16 years old and
still a child.
Right, I agree. And but she lives that authenticity somehow, man. She seems just invulnerable sometimes to life and how tough high school can be and things can be, and she's just resistant. So for me, she's not the motivation, like I gotta get up in the morning and do this for her. It's not like that. It's like I gotta try to be as awesome as her. You know, I gotta keep up with her and move like her and do that. So you know, she's my motivation, man. I love you, Morgan Lowry. You're my baby.
Well, hey guys, so I gotta tell you, this book is going to be changing lives left and right, up and down, and I cannot wait to be a part of this, Cognitive Rampage again. So guys, make sure you look up this book. So Adam, one more time, as of right now, if I'm gonna order it today, and guys, if you are in your cars, on your bike, taking a nice run, look into getting this book as soon as you get home. And where can they find it right now?
They find it at AdamLowry.com or CognitiveRampage.com. It is the limited edition, so until they run out, all white version. There's a $250 gift in every limited edition, a personal note from me, and a chance in every limited edition to be on the Cognitive Rampage podcast to share your journey to the book and through the book.
Man, that's so cool, man. And again, congratulations on the launch of your new book. And we are actually going to be taking a quick break here, but we will be back, and we're going to keep Adam in the studio here for a little bit. And when we come back live, we are going to have back by popular demand with I Love Oils, Mr. Peter and Mrs. Susie Bagwell right here from Estero. We're going to be talking about more of those essential oils and how they are going to do wonders for you. So we are going to be back. This is Fit Project Radio, brought to you by Link to Fitness and LinkToFitness.com, coming to you live on 99.3 ESPN.
You are listening to Fit Project Radio with Brett Richard on 99.3 ESPN, 99.3ESPN.com, and the 99.3 ESPN app.
That's right. We are back, Southwest Florida. This is Fit Project Radio, brought to you by Link to Fitness and LinkToFitness.com, as well as a generous, generous grant by the Greater Naples YMCA. Just want to take a quick minute to definitely highlight, our two main, title sponsors here with Link to Fitness, guys. I know many, many of you have, and I'm so grateful for you guys to supporting those that support us. Go to linktofitness.com. Guys, this website is life-changing. I'll tell you what. I mean, it is having dozens and dozens of personal trainers in your pocket, on your tablet. Go to linktofitness.com to start your fitness goals. And of course, the Greater Naples YMCA, now open 24 hours down there in Naples. And when you're involved with one, you're involved with all. So again, big fan of the Greater Naples YMCA that is also, guys, doing this amazing NFL camp down there in Naples here, starting here this next month in April. So any of you guys that have those children from the ages of around like 6 to 7 until 12, this NFL camp is actually run by the National Football League, and it's actually going to be coached by former players and former coaches there in the from the NFL down there in Naples. So guys, we are back live here in studio in Estero, and of course, like, you know, we just had a great discussion with Adam Lowry with the Cognitive Rampage. And as I told you guys, this studio right now smells like a spa at home, because I am in studio live with Susie and Peter Bagwell. Guys, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing so far?
Very good.
Very good.
So I tell you what, like, after our last conversation, you know, there was a lot of positive feedback with I Love Oils. And so how's the shop doing there in Estero?
Go ahead.
It's been going really good. It's been so busy because this year we do so many farmers markets with our group.
Right, right.
And so it's been nice. We've been holding classes at the shop and, well, the office. And so it's just been really, really good to get people over there to learn about oils.
Now talk to me about these classes now. What, like, how do most of these classes, like take off? Like, what do you guys primarily talk? I know, like, you guys talk about oils, but what's a typical class like for you guys?
Yeah, in the beginning, we started off with an introductory, like a 1-hour class, just what are oils, how do you use them? But now it's grown to different subjects that are very specific. So how can you use essential oils with your pets? How do you use them in fitness? We have a make and take class where people will come in. And, you know, those aren't free. Those cost a little bit of money, but they can actually make perfumes or cleaning solutions or all these different things with essential oils. And they take them home with them. And it's, you know, when they leave, it's not like they just came to learn something. They're users right out of the gate.
Yeah, and that's incredible. And we were talking about that the last time we had you guys in studio, you know, and we were able to kind of touch on the essential oils, you know, a little bit, but, you know, we were able to get to know, you know, you guys very, very well and your active lifestyle and your family. But, you know, I wanted to learn more of what the essential oils actually are. I know we defined it last time. So Susie, like, to define essential oils is to say,
well, most people look at it as aromatherapy, and that's basically how we're categorized. And so when you think of the power of aromatherapy, that's why I set the diffuser up everywhere I go, have one everywhere in my home. But it's important because not only does it affect the limbic system part of the brain, that's the part of the brain that controls your heart rate, your stress levels, your hormone balances, your blood pressure, your memory. So inhaling these aromas can give you this physiological or psychological effect. And so when you think about the power of diffusing and what aromatherapy really is, most people then categorize it in fragrance. But what we use is not, I always say it's not fragrance, it's food. And so there's a difference when we have our peppermint oil, we can drink it. And that's where it becomes a little foreign that people really have to start thinking about. No, you're never supposed to drink, you know, essential oils. That's not true. That is really not true. If it, you know, I always ask, can you eat peppermint?
Yeah, exactly. And so it's a brilliant method. And it's, and again, it goes back to basically ancient times. I mean, essential oils have been around for not just a few years. This isn't a new fad. I mean, this has been around for centuries. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of back into the mainstream, which is great. So you're using, this method of topical oils. Mm-hmm. As well as ingestibles so that you're able to actually cleanse your internal system, right? Nice. So one of the things that I know that a lot of people, you know, in regards to nutrition, you know, and keeping a good, diet, but also making sure that they are able to keep a good internal system. What are some of the best essential oils? I know we mentioned peppermint, but what are some of the best essential oils that people should be taking internally?
Well, there's so many, especially right now. We
are
talking. All right,
what are the top five? I'm gonna put up five fingers. So, give me number one.
Definitely cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
It supports a healthy blood sugar level.
Okay.
Okay. Oregano is very popular for supporting the immune system.
And you can actually get that in oil form.
You can get it, but just to let you know, those two oils that I just mentioned are hot oils.
Okay.
So you do have to be careful when applying them topically because then it can kind of feel like it's irritating your skin. Some people break out from it, but it's not that. You're having an allergic reaction. It's just what the oil does.
Okay. Number three.
I love to put lavender in my lemonade. It's awesome. It's calming. It tastes good. It kind of takes a little bit of the bite of the lemon out.
Okay.
It's really, really good. Peppermint.
Peppermint. Yeah.
Definite. And I actually have spearmint right now in my water.
And then spearmint in the mm-hmm. water. So, and these are good just for, again, like internal cleansers, almost like a Drano for the internal system, you know, but not as harsh, you know, not
well, and it's not going to send you to the bathroom.
No, exactly.
Not that,
yeah.
You know, it's going to help with maybe nausea, a little bit of upset stomach, so many different things that it can really do to help calm you, help emotionally. It's just awesome.
Now, so, with these classes, you know, obviously you do them in your shop. So, like, Peter, where again, I know, you know that we're sitting here in Estero and it's right up the road. So where's your guys' shop if people want to get involved in these classes?
Yeah, it's right off Alico, 17030 Alico Commerce Court, unit number 303. We're right over by CrossFit Estero, so it's right across the street.
Yeah, the training box right there. So now how often do you do these classes?
We started off about once a week. I think we're up to about three times a week right now.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, we usually do them in the evenings when it's most convenient for people, but we've started doing a couple daytime classes too every once in a while.
Now, a lot of these topical oils now, for the skin, I know that Susie was saying that there's some that, you know, there are, you know, obviously like skin reactions to it, but in regards to the topical creams that I know actually you brought in the studio here, what are some of those top oils that you feel work best for people to, you know, whether it's relax, recover, where are we at with the essential oils on the topical level?
Right. So I have a blend here called Deep Blue. And Deep Blue has wintergreen in it, blue tansy, it's very powerful oils that get right into your bones and muscles. So that's the one we talked about last time.
Sure.
Having after a workout, but also maybe before, right? Getting your muscles ready. I also have another blend here. It's called Correct X. And it has oils in it that most people would be familiar with the names, like frankincense, helichrysum, cedarwood, melaleuca, lavender. But it's an ointment, so it can keep your skin clean, especially if you have abrasives and things like that.
Okay.
And some people say, well, why don't I just get it at the drugstore? Well, a lot of the stuff you buy in the market right now has petroleum in it.
Right, to give it the volume.
And yep. This is an all-natural solution. So it's one of those things that if you're really thinking about, you know, I have a little mini cognitive rampage here.
There you go.
Changing everything in your life to maybe be more natural and get rid of those toxins in your life. This is one of those things. I mean, you're just putting a little bit on your skin. You wouldn't think it's that much.
Yeah, and that was what I was going to tell you. Like, you know, the Deep Blue is a pretty decent sized bottle, but the Correct X. I know that you guys and thank you for this. A little while ago, you guys gave me a sample of that, and that sample actually lasted a long time because you really don't need to use a whole lot. And it actually, just a little, as they say, what is it, like a little dab will do you, right? And you put a little dab on it and it lasts for a while. And it's great. You know, what I used it for are, and guys there at Fit Project Radio, we're sitting here live with Susie and Peter Bagwell from I Love Oils. Like, it was perfect for the calluses that I have on my hand and some of the abrasions that I get on my hand. And that's just not from like the CrossFit, but just from just living. You know, I really liked how it softened up the calluses and actually healed them. It took away a lot of the dead skin, which was great. So you guys also brought in, what is this little, like the, I don't want to say dehumidifier, but that's the only way I can explain it, but it's like a little mini dehumidifier that you have in the studio here. What is this?
So that's an essential oil diffuser.
Okay.
And the purpose of what we do is we take some tap water and you add a couple, three to five drops of oils, and you're putting different aromas into the air. And what happens when you diffuse an essential oil, it can change the molecular structure of the oil, and it makes it lighter than air. That's the easiest way for me to explain it. And so it's kind of like I'm dating myself, the little Pac-Men that just walk around and eat away at little molecules and, you know, garbage that's in the air.
Okay.
You know, seasonal allergies this time of year and seasonal threats where we have so many people flying in and bringing us all those little, you know, germs and stuff and making
us
having respiratory issues. And this is a great way to support the immune system, make the house smell good, get rid of the chemicals. You know, so many people are busy plugging everything in, you know, and trying to burn in candles even. And when you stop and you look at what that you're inhaling, what are you doing to your body?
Absolutely.
And so that's the difference. Now, put that into relation with food. You're now inhaling this food into your body, which is supporting the body's natural ability to work with the immune system and just keep you healthy.
Now these things are available. You guys sell these at your shop, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and you said you have these all throughout the house, and this is great for you know, again, that for all kids, the pets, and all that stuff. Actually, Adam, you were going to say something. What's up?
It's very calming. It has taken my cognitive rampage, and I have now become a docile rampage.
Temporarily.
And as you talk, I am, well, it works. If it can calm down the cognitive rampage. I'm over here meditating as y'all are talking.
Actually, that's a really good point, man. Like we are, we got this thing like just going off in the studio, and it smells wonderful. It's very, very, very calming. I mean, it's shut Adam up for a little bit. And
that barely happened.
I know that doesn't happen.
I got to tell you, that particular blend that's in there, when they were putting that together, Susie did have a little bit of input on that, and she's a massage therapist. You know, that was a career in the past.
Okay.
And she was able to suggest different oils they can use for just that purpose. And the blend they put together is awesome because it's called Aroma Touch. The aroma, you know, just when they put it on your back or if they use it during massage, I mean, it really does have an immediate effect to just make you feel relaxed and calm down.
Oh, it's fantastic. So just out of like plain curiosity, like what would one of these things cost if I wanted to pick one up at your shop?
Diffusers run anywhere from $65 to $120, and you can buy them in our shop. You can buy them at many of the farmers markets that we have. We have a farmers market at Coconut Point right down the road.
Okay.
And, that's every Thursday until the end of April. And so we have them there because we recognize the value of them. We even actually set up a little charger station so we can diffuse them right out in the open air. And, you know, it's really powerful. You know, if you want a little less expensive model, some different retail stores have been starting to sell them. But, you know, I always say I'm not, you know, a super big diffuser sales retail person. I just want you to make sure that you have good oils when you put it in.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what's so important. Because, again, if you're just getting a diffuser to make your house smell good, what are you inhaling? And that's what I think people just really have to start thinking about, all these chemicals that we are totally inundated with. And it's everywhere. And we spray them, you know, in our hair and we put them on our face. And now we're inhaling them because we just want everything to smell good. So now we have the benefit of relaxation. It smells awesome in here. And, you know, it's just a win-win all around.
You know, you bring up a really, really good point because that was something that was, I know, a very, very touchy subject for Fit Project Radio in regards to, nutrition and basically, you know, what we put into our bodies, not just even, you know, into our bodies, but even on our bodies. There are so many just random varied chemicals that are put into products now that are designed to basically they're just fillers, but they're harmful fillers. I mean, and I'll be the first to say it. They are cancerous in many ways. And again, like people are just like, you know, well, why is cancer such a and so many varieties of cancer you know, so rampant in today's society? Well, I mean, look at how we're mass producing a bunch of junk.
Absolutely.
You know, and you get what you pay for. So, I mean, I'm going to tell you, like, this diffuser, I mean, when you say like 60, 65 bucks, you know, to 120, I mean, Jesus, that's not bad. I mean, really at all. I mean, and again, the long lasting effects, you know, again, cause I know that you guys use this with your family, with your kids. And I mean, when was the last time you guys really had to go to a doctor's appointment, you know, for, you know, other than a well check?
Right. I mean, our doctor's visits have been drastically reduced since we introduced essential oils into our life. And there's a lot of things that just for our typical wellness routine, the preventative value is really where it's at.
You know, and I'm glad you just brought that up, Peter, because actually, Adam, you and I were talking about this actually last night when we were having dinner talking about the show today, is preventative medicine. People don't think about that anymore. People always think that there has just got to be a Band-Aid to put on the cut.
Don't get me going, Brent.
I know. We're going to get on that cognitive rampage here with essential oils and I Love Oils here in Estero with Peter and Susie Bagwell. But we, you know, that was one of the things that Fit Project Radio listeners, followers, and fans, guys, listen to this, because you got to try to find the cause of why you're getting sick. Like, what's your environment like, as opposed to finding the cure?
I can give you a really good example of that, too. I just went for my CrossFit Level 1 trainer.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah,
nice.
And I passed.
And you passed,
yeah.
You know?
And one of the really interesting things to me in that class is they talk about fish oils, omega-3,
sure,
omega-6.
Yeah.
Right? Omega-6 is inflammatory, omega-3 anti-inflammatory. And in our American diet, we get not enough omega-3s, right? So I was thinking about some of these products we have, and we have a product with omega-3 fish oils in it, but we combine it with essential oils. And it's the reason that you were just talking about. Some of these supplements, when you take them, okay, yeah, you're getting your omega-3s. Maybe you're getting even the right balance of the EPA and the DHA. We won't go into all that.
Yeah, sure.
But you need to have the balance of omega-3s.
Yeah.
And this product that we have with essential oils blended into that makes the essential oils the filler, let's call it.
Okay.
But what it does is it gives you all kinds of things that are going into your digestive system that are supporting, you know, good immune system, good cardio, good brain function. All those are the fillers you want. You don't want to have a capsule that has just a bunch of junk in it or stuff that, you know, tastes good or whatever reason. And that's the value of essential oils. Right off the bat, as a preventative measure, you're doing something for, you know, your omega-3 anti-inflammatory system. But now you're combining it with essential oils, which is basically just making it getting infused in your body naturally and without any harmful effects.
Man, and that, again, is incredibly valuable. So guys, make sure, I mean, again, you know, from Port Charlotte, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Bonita Estero, Naples, Marco Island, I am shouting out to you guys. Check out I Love Oils and these essential oils with Peter and Susie Bagwell here in Estero. So, again, your shop is located where?
17030 Alico Commerce Court, number 303.
Number 303. And when people just want to maybe even, like email questions to you, what's a good email for you guys to be connected with?
Just go to Susie, S-U-S-I-E, at I Love Oils, ILOVEOILS.com.
And now, when do you guys have your next class so people can jump in?
I want to say it's this Thursday.
This next Thursday,
yep,
at the shop here in Estero. One more time, the address of the Estero shop?
17030 Alico Commerce Court, number 303.
Okay, very, very good. Well, you know, guys, I am very grateful for what you guys are doing for Fit Project Radio and followers and fans. Listen, you know, support those that support us. You know, we will have all of their contact information on Fit Project Radio's social media here after the show. And Peter and Susie, it was a pleasure to have you guys on again. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, and this isn't going to be the last time. I mean, we're going to make sure that people get educated with all these essential oils. So, guys, we are going to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be back in just a bit. And this, as always, is Fit Project Radio, brought to you by Link to Fitness and LinkToFitness.com here on 99.3 ESPN.
You are listening to Fit Project Radio with Brett Richard on 99.3 ESPN, 99.3ESPN.com, and the 99.3 ESPN app.
That's right, guys. We are back, and we are going to be closing out the show here. Again, what an incredible show this was. I mean, there was just so much packed into, you know, such little time, and I am so excited about announcing the fact that Fit Project Radio is expanding into the Orlando market here with Mr. Adam Lowry. And you know, I want to give a big thank you to our sponsors, US Cryotherapy down there in Naples with Mr. Roger Nolan, who we had in last week. So make sure you guys check out uscryotherapy.com, as well as Fitvine Wine. You crush life, they crush grapes. Fitvinewine.com. We have got some amazing people that have tried their product, this healthy wine, and I'll tell you what, it is absolutely phenomenal. So, you know, Peter and Susie Bagwell, thank you guys very much for another great educating session. So tell me again what your address for the shop is.
17030 Alico Commerce Court, Suite 303, right off of Alico.
Right off of Alico Road. And Mr. Adam Lowry, my man from Orlando, The Cognitive Rampage. Make sure you guys Google and tune in to that podcast. It is absolutely incredible. And the new book can be found where? Cognitive Rampage?
CognitiveRampage.com, AdamLowry.com, and then in 2 weeks on Amazon, Kindle version, and everywhere else.
Man, congratulations to everyone and their success. So, guys, you know, big thank you to all of your love and support here at Fit Project Radio. Be sure to sign up and subscribe free to FitProjectRadio.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all the good on Twitter and everything. Southwest Florida, thank you so very much for all of your love and support. Again, this is for you, by you. Be sure to email us at fitprojectradio@gmail.com. So as always, we will see you next week. This is Fit Project Radio, brought to you by Link to Fitness and LinkToFitness.com every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on 99.3 ESPN.
WWCN Fort Myers Beach, Cape Coral, Naples. We are 99.3 ESPN, a Beatley Media Group station.